Carl Miles' apartment at Rosie Shields Manor in Pagedale has everything he could want in a home, and then some. The 70-year-old's spacious room has sleek floors and a modern-looking kitchen. He's within walking distance of a bank and a grocery store, and he can even throw parties in the community room or common area, with the management's permission, of course.
The people are generally friendly. We socialize a lot, and we have a pretty good time.
Rosie Shields Manor is not an expensive retirement community or a nursing home. It's an affordable senior facility developed with federal and state low-income housing tax credits. With amenities galore and rents around $500 a month, it's not too surprising that Rosie Shields Manor is full and has a waiting list. The nonprofit organization Beyond Housing was responsible for developing Rosie Shields Manor. It's one of the more than 120 developments in the region that has received state low-income housing tax credits since 2004. Here's how the credit works. A nonprofit or for-profit group comes up with a housing plan for the working poor, elderly, or disabled. If a project wins approval from a state board, the credit is issued in 10 equal increments over a 10-year period. Banks or syndication firms buy those credits, and the proceeds from the sale go to pay down the cost of the housing development. The credit isn't just for senior housing. It's also for the working poor and disabled. Stephen Acree of Rise Community Development used it to develop dozens of apartments in the Forest Park Southeast neighborhood in St. Louis. He says sprucing up the housing stock went a long way toward turning around the neighborhood, which had been beset with crime, violence, and drugs.
It was the beginning of Forest Park Southeast sort of coming back from where it had been, and that started by doing affordable housing development.
There's widespread agreement that the tax credit has done a lot of good. But some policymakers in Jefferson City have raised sharp questions about it. With $144 million redeemed in 2013, the low-income housing incentive is the state's largest tax credit. And the state auditor's office found that more money is spent per capita on the Missouri version of the tax credit than states such as New York and California. State Auditor Tom Schweik says he's particularly concerned about the program's efficiency.
Really, only 42 cents on the dollar of that tax credit goes toward building housing. And we think that that program could be more efficiently run, where a higher percentage of the credit goes to building housing.
These findings catch the attention of Senator Will Krause, a Lee Summit Republican who sponsored a bill to curtail the program. He says it makes no sense to spend so much money on tax credits when the state isn't fully funding education.
I just think we're spending too much money on this one program, and we should bring it down to a more reasonable level.
Krause's bill would decrease the amount of low-income housing tax credits that could be issued each year. Similar ideas have stalled in the past, but thanks in part to the auditor's report, it may have more momentum this year. And that worries Beyond Housing's Chris Kramer. He says the amount of units approved every year in the St. Louis area doesn't come close to fulfilling housing needs.
What we're trying to do with this particular program is alleviate such a small amount of that need and give people a better place to live, give people a place to call home, and I can promise you we're good stewards of the state taxpayers' dollars.
If legislators cut the tax credit, Kramer says it'll mean nonprofit and for-profit developers will produce less affordable housing. It's why he'll be keeping an eye on Jefferson City until the legislature adjourns in May. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.